Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, Arizona said goodbye to Senator John McCain for the last time. His body is lying in state in Washington, D.C. right now. And he will be buried at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland on Sunday. John Hook from Fox 10 is in Washington, D.C. He's the anchor of 4, 5, and 9 o'clock newscasts on Fox 10. John, how are you? And what is D.C. like? What is the mood there with Senator John McCain's body lying in state?
Well, good to talk to you, Mac and Lloyd, as always. It's an interesting time here in D.C. I keep thinking back on John McCain's career. And really, yes, he was a senator from Arizona, but this was home for him. Washington, D.C. was where John McCain spent the majority of his time. He went to high school here in Virginia, not far from the Capitol. He became the Navy Senate liaison after his time as a POW when he was released and came back from Vietnam. And that's where I think he first got his inclination to run for office, frankly, was hanging around a lot of politicians and thinking, you know what, I can do this job, no doubt about it. And then he moves to Arizona, and he becomes first a congressman and then a U.S. senator. And 35 years of service from Arizona. But most of that time, guys, spent here, frankly, in Washington. He was a creature of Washington. So it's fitting that this is where the goodbyes are said. And, you know, this that we're seeing today when he lies in state, this is a tribute, frankly, reserved for presidents. Think of that. And we've only had 13 senators in the history of the nation honored in this way. And it's a remarkable thing that the nation is showing this kind of respect to Arizona's senator.
You know, John, I wonder, though, if Arizona, I shouldn't say if, but Arizona really gave him a wonderfully powerful send-off to the senator. But D.C. is different now. D.C., I was so struck yesterday by what Joe Biden said when he told the story in 1996, when he and John McCain would sit together at their, you know, after the caucuses or whatever, the caucus lunch, and they were told, hey, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for you two to sit together because you're on opposite sides of the aisle. And he said that's when it started, and that's when Congress started changing, and it's gotten so petty and so partisan. I just wonder, is it going to be restrained in D.C.? Are Democrats going to shy away? Are people not going to speak the way they should or the way they want because it's so partisan and because of what Donald Trump and what the president has said about John McCain and that overall tone?
I don't think the tone will change one iota with John McCain's passing. I think it will cause everyone to reflect and think about a better way to do things. But remember, John McCain, he battled himself. I mean, he battled within his own party.
Oh, yeah.
This is politics. And, you know, we talk about never before so divided. I would submit during the Civil War, that was far worse. So we have been more divided than this before, believe it or not, if you look back historically. There are times, and certainly during the 60s, where it was really ugly. Maybe not in the political realm as much as just the national divide over the Vietnam War. But my point is, I don't think that this changes the level of rancor in Washington, D.C. John McCain's passing will cause everybody to think and pause and reflect. But I think, sadly, when he is put to rest,
it'll be business as usual on Monday.
Yes, I think that's exactly what happens. Mm.
Talking with John Hook, he anchors the 4, 5, and 9 o'clock newscasts here at Fox 10. John, for the past year, the McCain family, they've been very private. Now we're seeing several public ceremonies, obviously the ones that played out here in Phoenix and what we're starting to see in D.C. and what we'll see more of tomorrow. Do you get a sense that that's what the senator and the family wanted? Or does it come off more to you like this is what the family or the senator feel that they owe to the public?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I had not thought of it that way. I really believe, and we know now for a fact, that John McCain was intimately involved in planning all of this.
Sure.
Think about back in April. Now, he is just maybe 6 months into his diagnosis at that point. He is calling Barack Obama and George W. Bush to reach out to them, asking them to speak and eulogize him at his funeral. Mm-hmm. John McCain was on the clock, and he knew it. He'd seen it with his friend Ted Kennedy, who died from glioblastoma. He'd seen it in Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died of the exact same cancer. John McCain was a realist. He knew what he was up against, and he started making plans, and this is what we are seeing unfolding this week.
But at the same time, I would say that while all of that was going on, the only glimpses of the senator we would see would be from a Twitter picture or an Instagram picture from a hike with Meghan. There wasn't a lot of public interviews taking place. That largely stopped about a year ago.
No doubt. They kept this thing so close to the vest. And I think John McCain was failing. I mean, I have some inside knowledge that even a month ago, someone visited him and was not certain that John McCain was aware that he was there. So some of this is starting to trickle out. I think John McCain was in worse decline than we may have been led to believe. And so the stopping of treatment announcement that came on Friday, a week ago, I think that was really, it was a hint to all of us that he was in his final hours, and certainly that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we were not, and you know, this gets into a big public debate about how much should the public know about someone who represents them that they voted for. The family kept this very close circle, no doubt.
John Hook, Fox 10 News anchor. He anchors the 4, 5, and 9 o'clock newscasts. He is in D.C. for the next couple of days covering the, I guess, farewell memorial, the remembrance of Senator John McCain. Did you happen to see or did you happen to catch any of the memorial service yesterday, John, at the North Phoenix Baptist Church?
A little of it, actually, on replay, because we were in the air flying to D.C. during that time. So I caught, and obviously it was very emotional and really some great moments of levity as well, which I loved. And John McCain would have loved that, by the way.
Grant Woods couldn't have been more perfect. It was eloquent. It was funny. It was very, very poignant. And it just really brought out, I think, the best of what John McCain stood for and who he was as a man. In your estimation, what is John McCain going to be remembered for? Is it character? Is it honesty? Is it forthright? What do you think the word or the sentence is that John McCain's going to be remembered?
I think it's simply service to country. You know, I asked John McCain this question years ago during an interview. I said, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want on your tombstone? And he said, he served his country. That's what he told me at the time. And I think it was all about that. First, you know, through the Navy and serving this country in that capacity. And then later in serving, you know, two terms in Congress, five and a half in the U.S. Senate. I mean, that is a remarkable career. Think about this. Barry Goldwater, who has always been this Arizona icon, and John McCain takes his seat in 1986 when Barry Goldwater retires. And everyone at the time is thinking, how will Barry Goldwater ever be replaced? Well, of course, he's never going to be replaced.
Right.
But John McCain also has left his mark, an indelible mark, on the state of Arizona. And I know for a fact, even for people who don't like him and didn't agree with him politically, when you would travel outside of Arizona, people would say, oh, Arizona, I like McCain. You know, in some ways, he was more revered outside of Arizona than within Arizona. And I think that's the legacy. This guy became a national and international figure. Two runs for president. People who wondered if he could match up to Barry Goldwater, that's been answered this week.
John, you just mentioned Barry Goldwater, and obviously Doug Ducey has said that he's going to announce a pick after all the ceremonies wrap up this weekend. I saw news that Cindy McCain was going to visit the Senate, see Senator McCain's desk. Should we read anything into that? That maybe, you know, her taking a trip there and seeing his desk, you know, going to the Senate, does that give us any sort of hint, or is that just something that any widow would do?
I don't know. Doug Ducey's got a big, big decision on his hands.
Yeah.
And I think Cindy has certainly been in the conversation right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And we've got a long history, by the way, in this country of spouses replacing sitting senators or congressmen who die in office. This is not an unusual concept. So the fact that Cindy McCain is being mentioned, whether Doug Ducey will go there, I don't know. I do think that the McCain family, Senator McCain and Cindy, will have played a big hand in whoever is chosen. And I think that whoever that is, we will know that John McCain probably gave his blessing to it.
John Hook is in D.C., Fox 10 News anchor, 4, 5, and 9 p.m. newscasts. John, thank you so much, and safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week.
Guys, I always appreciate the time, and it is a great time to reflect on a passing that kind of marks a passage of time for all of us who've been here in Arizona a long time. A lot of people in our state don't know any other senator that has represented them than John McCain.
Very true. Well said. Thanks, John.
You got it, guys.
John McCain is, again, and it can't be understated, John McCain is a person that we're not going to see again in our lifetime. And that's just the way it is. They said the same thing about Barry Goldwater. Who will be the next senator from Arizona? I don't know. I mean, there are people out there who say maybe Cindy, maybe John Kyle. I know Gatos has mentioned the dark horse. It would be Jeff Flake. But they've got big shoes to fill for the time being and then an election in 2020. But we will never see a man like John McCain in our lifetime. That is for sure.